Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman has joined 17 other members of Congress who signed a letter sent to President Obama to have the Attorney General remove marijuana from the Schedule I listing in the Controlled Substances Act. Marijuana is listed in the strictest category alongside LSD and heroin, and lawmakers said in a letter that by keeping it as a Schedule I drug, it just perpetuates an unjust and irrational system. Medical marijuana has been legalized in more than half the states, and possession of marijuana has been decriminalized in Colorado and Washington. Lawmakers say the action would save states and the federal government millions of dollars by not prosecuting and jailing nearly a million people each year who are arrested for possession of marijuana. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police unit served a search warrant at a residence in the 1600 block of 4th Street after receiving numerous complaints about suspicious activity. When all was said and done, police arrested seven people, including the three residents, 30-year-old Brian Adams, 31-year-old Tiara Milligan, and 27-year-old Misty Milligan, who were booked on possession, possession for sales, and maintaining a residence for narcotic activity charges. The other four people were booked on a variety of charges, including possession, probation, and parole violations. Arcata police officers conducted a traffic stop on Alliance Road on a vehicle driven by 22-year-old Arcata resident Taylor Landon on Wednesday night. Landon is on probation and is subject to a search. An officer searched the pickup truck and found drug paraphernalia and two loaded, stolen handguns. Officers also found two Kevlar vests and a bullet-resistant mask as well. The owner of one of the handguns, which had been reported stolen in May of last year, was contacted, while the second handgun's owner could not be located. Landon was arrested and booked into county jail on possession and stolen property charges. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza will step down from his position effective July 7th. Mendoza has served as city manager for 4 years and will assist the city in finding and hiring a replacement. Mendoza took the city manager's job after a career in the police department, and he replaced Dan Hauser in the city's top job. Mendoza has recommended the city council form a committee to conduct the search for a replacement. Communities in Southern Oregon and Northern California are bracing for a string of storms that could drop as much as a foot of rain in the region in the coming days. The National Weather Service has predicted rain totals of up to 12 inches in the Smith River Basin and up to 9 inches in the Klamath River Basin. Heavy rain and high winds will be part of a series of storms moving from north to south, and localized flooding on creeks and streams is a concern. Rain is forecasted to stick around through Saturday when a cold front is expected to move into the region. Road conditions could be impacted by the rains and wind, and mud and rock slides, particularly in burned-out areas, will be a concern. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Planning Commission welcomed a new member to their ranks this week. Local contractor Kevin McKenney made his debut with the commission during Tuesday night's meeting to discuss the conservation and open space element of the general plan update. McKenney was appointed by 4th District Supervisor Virginia Bass. Bass explained her criteria for selecting a new commission member.
I look for someone who has a long-term perspective of Humboldt County, similar, you know, has lived here their entire life, I think is a good thing because, you know, I think we have to balance, you know, folks who live here for their lifetime and folks who have recently moved here who feel that they'd like to make a difference and a change.
Bass faced criticism for appointing a property developer to the commission, but she highlighted McKenney's credentials as evidence that he was the right choice.
He's served 26 years on the Humboldt Community Services District. He understands the water, you know, issues of serving, you know, and development and why there are constraints. And he's been on LAFCO for 3 terms. That's a local area formation commission.
The Planning Commission will meet again tonight to continue their review of the GPU. That meeting begins at 6 o'clock in Board of Supervisors chambers. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.